the sound of the West Midlands.
And all the music you love.
DBC.
Radio W.
Good morning, it's Maya with you here, and I'm sitting in for the lovely Elise. Now, get ready for some pub theatre. A new play is on in Bilsney this week. You'll find out more in about 10 minutes' time. On the way as well, music-wise, there's a new one with Kylie and a bit of Madonna. After this one, it's Whitney Houston, So Emotional.
Maya Khan.
BBC.
Hey, it's Maya, in for Elise, who's off today, but we're very much keeping up with the stagey Sunday tradition. So 30 years ago, Maverick started pub theatre in Birmingham at the Bilsley Pub. And now, after success around the world, they're back in Brum performing in the pub again from Tuesday to Thursday this week. The play's called Two by Jim Cartwright, and it stars two West End actors who've got close ties with the Midlands. I spoke to the producer Nick Hennigan about it.
It feels great. I mean, I love being back in Birmingham. I mean, I was sort of born and dragged up on a council estate in Bilsley, which I thought was lovely. But we're actually at the Bilsley Pub. So Maverick started off, the whole notion of pub theatre was come and have a go, really.
Just take me back 30 years then first. So how did this idea for pub theatre and Maverick all come about?
It was sort of as a result of working for the radio. And I basically wrote a one-person version of Shakespeare's Henry V. Now, it's one of his biggest plays. I didn't know how to put a play on, but the Midlands Arts Centre in Birmingham, which is a fantastic play. And we put it on for one night. I could hire the studio and a technician for 50 quid. So that's what we did. And then we got our friends to come and see it. And I thought everyone was running to the bar at the end. And it was a standing ovation. And literally, it's one of those stories where in the bar afterwards, a bloke came up to me and he said, "That was really good. We'd like to take you to the Edinburgh Fringe."
Wow.
What's the Edinburgh Fringe? And even more surreptitious, it turned out it was Jasper Cabaret's management at the time. And so they took us to Edinburgh and I was just blown away. I mean, it's the biggest open arts festival in the world. There are 1,000 shows a day and everywhere becomes a performance space. And I was sort of blown away by this. And I thought, why isn't Birmingham, Britain's second city, why aren't we doing something like this? You know, there isn't a single pub theatre, really. The only fringe was the Midlands Arts Centre. So that was what kind of got me going. And I came back to Birmingham full of enthusiasm. And I have to say, I was largely ignored. Most people said, well, plays in pubs, I mean, that's going to work. But we sort of did it anyway. And I found a few cohorts. I found a mate of mine who's a great composer and artist. And so together we came up with this idea. And we kept saying, let's do a theatre company. And we couldn't think of a name. We were going to call it the Birmingham Theatre Company or the Birmingham. And we said, no, let's do something a bit more Maverick. So that was where the name came from. And so we decided we'd have a go. And the original proposition for pub theatre in Birmingham was, come and have a go, have a pint and a fag, because you're still smoking those days. And if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back. Going to the theatre isn't about being intellectual or, you know, intelligence. Literally, the reason no one on our estate never went to the theatre is that no one ever asked us.
Yeah.
And if you don't have parents that have done it, or so that's really what Maverick was doing. So yeah, and since then, I mean, Henry V Lion of England went to Edinburgh, did really well. It went to the United States, it's toured around the world.
I was just gonna say, where do I even start with your accolades, Nick? Honestly, I was having a little read earlier and I've got world tours, award-winning director, writer, you've written books, you've done short films, you just mentioned you're a radio presenter, you've created this podcast, set up a talent agency. So the boy from the council estate in Birmingham has done good.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say. I mean, I suppose jack of all trades and master of none. Someone did call me a polymath, which I thought was an insult, but apparently it's not. But it's, and it's all kind of driven by that thing of, you know, the talent agency is for sort of newcomers, really. And we're doing a course at the moment for people that want to theatre produce, want to make their own theatre, a part-time course. And it's all kind of driven by that same thing of, you know, it's not about intelligence, it's about opportunity. If people can't have a go, then they won't, basically.
Well, do you know, I think it's absolutely brilliant because you're making theatre accessible to everybody, to the regular person, like you say, just down in the pub. And I absolutely love it. So you're putting on a play in a pub about people in a pub then?
Yeah.
I can't actually think of a better place for it. So Tell me what's happening at the Billsley pub this week.
Well, it's a play called Two by June Cartwright. So yes, it's set in a pub. There's two actors. We've got two brilliant sort of West End Hollywood actors. We've Claire, who's been doing films in Hollywood, and Greg, sorry, has just finished. He was on with Mark Rylance, Jerusalem, in the West End. That was his last job. Now, I wanted to do it again because, as I say, we did it 28 years ago in this room, in this very room, with two actors and an emerging director called Glenn Bayes, who's coming to see it as well, which is fantastic. And it's so two actors play 14 characters, and we see these two actors at the start. They're the landlord and the landlady, and something's going on. It's all a bit chippy. And then they each become the regular characters. And if you've ever been to a pub, and I have been to one or two, you'll know there are certain characters. And Jim, the writer's brilliance is that he brings these characters to life. And it's really funny and it's really sad. And then there's a sort of a denouement at the end. It's also a great play for a pub because it's short.
Really?
I'm really chuffed that we've got a new emerging director. I mean, he's actually 60 years old. He's Richard. I'm sure he won't mind me saying that. But this another maverick thing, encouraging. It's not about young talent, it's about new talent. So we're doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It looks like Thursday's already sold out. But the Tuesday night, we invited a lot of politicians and councillors. On Tuesday night, we're having this gala night. We've got one or two television presenters coming.
Oh, how very fancy.
I'm not sure if I should name them, just in case they don't come. And there's some of my old radio mates are coming from BR&B and some journalists as well. A lot of actors are coming. I kind of love the fact that other productions that we've done, people are now running theatres all over the world. They all kind of, I say, started with Maverick. I mean, they hopefully would have done something anyway, but certainly we didn't do them any harm. And it's glorious that a lot of those actors are now coming back Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday to see the show. And bless them, they're buying their own tickets.
Oh, fantastic. Do you know what? It sounds absolutely brilliant. So the actors that you've got, the actors that are playing the characters, Claire and Greg, they've actually got local links, haven't they?
They have, of course, absolutely. So Claire was born in Wolverhampton and brought up in Wolverhampton. And Greg, although he's a northern lad, his wife actually is from Dudley, I think, but their families are going to come as well. Oh, and I know Greg's family, I'm sure you won't mind me saying, but I think I was one of the actors anyway, their family couldn't really afford to pay their ticket prices to see him perform, but they're all going to come and pay the £9 or £15 our top price ticket. It's a good show. I say it's a good show. I'm bound to say that, but it's got everything, you know. So it's got a few laughs, it's got a few moments as well.
It sounds brilliant. So have you got any tickets left? How can people get them?
Yes, probably the easiest way is to go to www.maverictheatrecompany.com, and I think if we've got it right, because you can imagine how sophisticated we are as a working class theatre company, or you can actually just turn up on the night. Cool being back in Birmingham. And it's such a brilliant place.
But you know what? It's great to have you back, and I hope it all goes really well this week. And thank you for talking to me about it.
Well, thank you very much. You must come down as well.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
so you might for Tuesday. Yeah, no, definitely.
Might just do that. All right. Well, do you know what? It's been an absolute treat to talk to you. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, it's going to become a regular thing now. Oh, thanks a lot. Bye.
That's my one night sorted for this week. That was Nick Hennigan talking about a play called Two, which is on at the Billsley Pub, Brook Lane, Tuesday to Thursday this week. And for tickets, as you heard there, you can go to maverictheatrecompany.com. Lots more music coming up. We've got Madonna. But before that, we've got a bit of Clash. Should I stay or should I go?